You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Welcome in to Right Side Radio. Clearly, I'm not Phil Williams. This is Scott Buttram from the Trussell Tribune. I've been with you guys before. Happy to be with you today. We've got a lot going on in the news. As usual, for this week, we're still following everything going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and now a lot of activity in the northern border. So things are not getting better there. They're getting worse. Two U.S. hostages were released today. That's a positive, not enough, but it's a positive, and we'll take them where we can find them right now. I know you guys have been following this story, as most of us have. A lot of elements here that we're going to weigh in on a little bit today. One of the things that I'm just going to go ahead and share with you is that my view of Israel, I was sharing this with Boomer before we came on the air, my view of Israel is dictated in large part by my biblical view. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church, raised in a Christian home, went to a Christian school growing up from kindergarten until 12th grade. And so that naturally that has a lot of influence on how I view the country of Israel and the Jewish people. And in my view, they are the chosen people of God. I don't know under the New Testament and under the New Covenant exactly what that relationship is, but God does. And I trust him, and I know that I'm instructed to stand by the nation of Israel. And if Israel steps out of line, God has got about a 4,000-year history of handling that. He doesn't need me to make those decisions. So I am firmly in the Israeli camp, and I am unmoved by anything that I see or hear that would change my opinion of that. And if you've got a different opinion, I respect that. I'm open to different ideas and different thoughts, but just really wanted to kind of explain to you where I'm coming from. I think most of us, regardless of where you may stand there, I think most of us probably agree that the atrocities that Hamas performed on the Israeli people over the last week are unacceptable in a civilized society, killing civilians, killing children, killing women who are not military targets, not involved in the military, is not acceptable. And as a country, I hope the country I live in never stands for that sort of thing. I wanted to run over with you our lineup for today. Got some really good guests coming in. At 2:30, Paul DeMarco will join us. Paul is the former GOP chairman for Jefferson County, also a former state senator, very knowledgeable about things going on in Montgomery and things going on really on the conservative side of politics. Always look forward to Paul. He is also the political writer, award-winning political writer for the Trussell Tribune. He has been writing a political column for us in Trussell for a number of years now. Very highly respected, and our readers really enjoy hearing what he's got to say. Then, at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the 18-19 News Hour. Neither of our guests realize this is happening because I didn't tell one that the other was coming on. But at 3:05, we will have Editor-in-Chief of 18-19 News, Jeff Poor, and one of my close friends in the political media circles. Jeff and I stay in touch a lot. I'm frequently a guest on his show. I sometimes fill in for him. And I'm looking forward to hearing his take on all the things going on, both in Montgomery and around the world. At 3:30, we'll be joined by the CEO of 18-19 News. Brian Dawson will join us. The 18-19 News was the brainchild of Brian. And he's the guy that kind of conceived it, created it, and built it. And some of you guys, even though you may be readers of 18-19 News, what you may not know is that by some of the statistics I've seen and some of the data I've been able to see, they are now the preeminent political media outlet in the state of Alabama. And I know that there are probably some other entities that would like to claim that, but the truth is I think their readership has now grown to the point that they are the strongest political voice in the state. So we'll get to hear from Brian a little bit and really want to talk to him about what we witnessed earlier this week with the national media in the alleged bombing, Israeli bombing of a hospital that we now know Israel had nothing to do with bombing a hospital. There's even some question about whether or not a hospital was actually hit or the parking lot next to it. But we all watched that unfold. And to me, as a newspaper publisher, it is very disturbing to see names like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, CNN. We could go on and on. Politico. It was an unbelievable list of names. Bloomberg, who took the word of Hamas, a known terrorist organization, known liars. We've probably heard more lies from terrorist organizations than we've ever heard the truth. I mean, we all know that. Those of us old enough to have gone through the war with Iraq remember Baghdad Bob, and we literally made fun of him in real time because everything he said was a lie. Everything was a lie. But some of the biggest news media outlets in America took a press release from a known terrorist organization and broadcast it as if it were fact. They did so without lifting a single finger to vet any of that information. And by the time the Israeli army pulled together data, and by data, you've all seen it, video of the bomb, video coming from Al Jazeera, which is, by the way, an Arab-run news outlet in the Middle East. They used their own video. Al Jazeera was one of the media outlets making these false claims against Israel. Israel used their video to prove that they were lying and that they were reporting false information. We have heard the audio recording directly between the terrorists talking about the fact that they just had a bomb malfunction and hit a hospital, and they were the ones that fired it. They knew immediately who had fired it. So how have we reached this point in the American media? We've seen the slide. I've seen it. I live it every day. I feed my family through the media. So I don't want to see organizations within our industry destroying our credibility, but it happens every day. We witness it every day. How did we get to this point? How did we get to a point where we have major media outlets in the United States of America that are so politically driven they will report lies from terrorist organizations? I don't understand it. I don't know why people on either side of the aisle in the audience would tolerate this stuff. But we're going to talk about it, and it's happening, and it's real. And who knows? Maybe this is the moment where the media has to face the music a little bit, right? Maybe the American people are tired of it to the point that they will start rebelling and force the media to do what they're supposed to be doing, which is report without favoritism and without fear. Just tell the truth, report the facts, and trust your audience to decide. We've built a newspaper in Trustville that covers 9 cities on that theory, and it's worked out quite well. I think we have a lot of confidence from our audience because when we editorialize, we do that on the opinion page. When we're reporting the news, we just try to present the facts and trust our audience to kind of figure out the right and the wrong of it. They're grown adults. They're fully capable of doing that without me telling them what they need to be doing. I think that's worked out, and I think that's what we need to get back to in the media in this country. So hopefully we will get there. We are in a very interesting position in the news industry. We are one of the few industries, maybe the only industry, that the United States Constitution dictates certain freedoms for our industry. We are protected by the Constitution. Freedom of the press is expressly written into the Constitution. But you know what? With every freedom, every single freedom, there comes responsibility. And what we're seeing in the media is they want the freedom. They want to rely on the Constitution and the freedom of the press that it grants them. But they don't often want to take the responsibility that comes along with having that freedom. I think the American people are going to get sick of it. I think they already are sick of it. I think a lot of you are sick of it. And I think that's probably what draws you to Right Side Radio. You know you're going to get it straight here. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You'll get it straight. And I think the rest of the media in America needs to accept their responsibility for their freedom, and they need to start doing it the right way. We're seeing major newspapers disappear because they wanted to editorialize more than they wanted to report. Here in Alabama, three of our four largest cities don't even have a newspaper anymore. It's gone. Birmingham News, Huntsville paper, the Mobile paper, they're gone. They won't return, certainly under the current organization running AL.com. So when do they learn the lesson? When do they learn the lesson that if they don't show their audience the respect they deserve and tell them the truth, their audience is going to go away? So I'm hoping that this will lead to revival among the media, that maybe they'll start paying a little more attention to what they're saying, what they're doing, and just simply start telling the truth. Also, I wanted to mention one other guest we'll have coming on at 4:30 is Zach McCrary. Zach is actually a Democrat political strategist. Y'all have heard him before. We'll have him on, and he is one of the best political prognosticators I've ever seen. When it comes to predicting what he thinks will happen politically, he's not picking winners and losers. He's just going to tell you the truth. This is who I think has a chance. This is who I think does not have a chance. Always enjoy hearing from Zach, mainly because he's right so often. We are glad you're here with us today. Again, I am Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune. Hope you guys follow our website every now and then. I'm in for Phil today. Excited about this. Looking forward to this. And we will be back right after this break with our first guest. Welcome back to Right Side Radio. This is Scott Buttram sitting in for Phil Williams. Did I jump the gun there, Boomer? Did I go out over the air with that?
No, we were good. Just, we had to wait a little longer.
I thought I might be the only one that knows. I jumped the gun on that. We've got Boomer behind the board over there. As always, he is the man running the show and making it happen. I'm going to make him also stay on the mic a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking earlier, Boomer, before we came on the air. You had asked me what my feelings were about Israel and the situation in the Middle East. I shared mine, and then I got a chance to also share it with our audience, but didn't get to hear your take on it, and I'm interested.
Oh man. There's so much going
That's
on.
That's a loaded
there.
Question, right?
That is a completely loaded question. And we kind of got into this discussion right before the show even started today, and I stand where you stand, and I believe that Israel is, you know, God's chosen people.
Right.
With everything going on over there, honestly, day by day, what I'm doing, and I know that there's so many people out there that are doing the same thing, including you, is I'm just lifting up those people. I'm lifting up all the people over there, and honestly, I'm lifting up our leaders that are currently in our government that are making big decisions
right.
on our behalf. And all the time I may not agree with everything that they do, but they're the ones that God has placed in our leadership right now. And all we can do is continue to pray and get behind them as much as we can, That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do when partially you look at your leadership and you're like, man, that's not who I voted for, but
right.
You know what? They're there for a reason. So,
well, and we know as Christians that God can use anybody.
Yeah.
And he can, we are all at his mercy, whether we acknowledge him or acknowledge that fact or not, we are. I'm like you. I'm praying for our president. I hope he makes the right decision. My confidence level is not really high with this president, but
right.
That doesn't mean things can't work out for the glory of God.
Absolutely.
I believe they will. You know, we did not talk about earlier, Boomer, and our senator, United States Senator Katie Britt, tweeted out this morning that she was on her way to the Middle East because she wanted to see firsthand what was going on. I am pretty much an open fan of Senator Britt. I am proud of the job she's done. I was not necessarily on her bandwagon early on. It took a while to come around, like a lot of conservatives. I leaned a little more toward Mo Brooks early in the campaign, but ultimately saw some stuff and Katie Britt that really pulled me to her side, and she has not disappointed me in the least. I appreciate the fact that she went to Selma after those tornadoes. I appreciate the fact that she went to the southern border and saw what's going on. I appreciate the fact that she wants to go to the Middle East and see what's happening there firsthand. But I got to be honest, I'm not thrilled with her taking this trip. It worries me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I like you just said, I am a Katie Britt fan, especially just everything that she has done. And I love what she's standing for and how she's getting into the things that we as the people voted for her to do for
exactly.
us on our behalf.
Exactly.
Her going on the trip and stuff. I actually didn't know that till you just mentioned. I didn't see the tweet or anything, but wow.
It was kind of a last minute announcement that she was on her way.
That's crazy. That's all I'm going to say.
It is. I would prefer she not make this trip, but she is. She's gone, and she's this is her intent. And so I would urge our listeners to lift her up in your prayers.
Absolutely.
Pray for her protection and her safe return home.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pray that she can move a needle, get something accomplished while she's there.
Yeah.
And she's shown a knack for being able to wade into some pretty hairy situations and pull people together. You never know what this could lead to. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, just pray for her safety.
Safety and safe return. And yeah, like you just said, that something comes out of this this journey that she's making,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And she started threading the needle on a lot of different issues, so let's keep it up.
She really
has. She's doing incredible.
You know, my concern with Senator Britt when she announced that she was running, she was a longtime aide to former Senator Richard Shelby.
Yeah.
And had been involved in Business Council of Alabama, who I have some mixed feelings about. I was not convinced that she would be conservative enough for my taste, just to be honest with you. To say she has exceeded expectations would be the understatement of the year. She's
yeah.
turned out to be staunchly conservative. And yet has that ability to reach across the aisle and talk to people who she does not align with politically. I think she brings a common sense approach to the job, which is missing with most of our elected officials these days. So
yeah, I mean, on a little bit of a lighter note, I'm surprised that her husband didn't ask her to wait till at least after tomorrow because of the big game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't think
on
about
a little
that.
Lighter note. I just wanted to bring that up.
It is Tennessee week.
It is Tennessee week,
Senator. What are you thinking? And who knows? Maybe she plans to be back by kickoff.
Maybe.
But I can tell you, do not doubt that she keeps up with her college football team because she's
sure.
texted me the morning after a game before, and she had been watching. There was no doubt about
Always.
It. Hey, we're gonna slip away again, and when we come back, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be joined by Paul DeMarco. Paul is the former GOP chair for Jefferson County, is a former state senator. He is the political columnist for us at the Trustful Tribune. Looking forward to hearing Paul's take on a number of different issues, and hope you will stay with us and just, hey, suffer through the day with me, man.